Last month, in the border area between Saudi Arabia and Yemen, Saudi authorities arrested 11 suspected members of Al-Qaeda. They had been stockpiling weapons in a cave. Saudi Arabia has been cracking down on militants, but Yemen has done little by comparison. As Kelly McEvers reports from Yemen's capital, Sana'a, many fear Al-Qaeda will use Yemen as a home base to launch new attacks.
Al-Qaeda here is mainly a regional organization. The group calls itself Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula and boasts members from both Yemen and Saudi Arabia. The group is led by this man, Nasser al-Wahashi, a Yemeni in his 30s who once worked as a personal secretary to Osama bin Laden. After the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan, Wahashi fled to Iran, where he was caught and extradited back here to Yemen. He escaped from Yemeni prison with 22 other men in early 2006. In this speech, recorded earlier this year, Wahashi is seeking unity with Yemen's heavily armed and largely ungoverned tribes, especially those who live near the Yemen-Saudi border. Yemeni reporter Abdul-Ila Al-Shay'a recently met Wahashi at one of Al-Qaeda's mountain redoubts.
What was he like?
Polite, yes, more polite.
During the interview, Al-Shay'a says Wahashi refrained from calling Yemeni officials infidels. Instead, he called them inept and corrupt.
That is a strong point that many Yemenis would agree with.
Wahashi also bragged that Al-Qaeda has managed to infiltrate some branches of Yemen's security forces. Weeks later, Al-Qaeda claimed responsibility for an attack on foreign tourists. In that attack, a militant approached four South Koreans and asked to take a photo with them. He then set off a suicide belt, killing himself, the tourists, and their Yemeni guide. Days after that, another suicide bomber struck a convoy here in the Yemeni capital that included relatives of the Korean victims and a team of investigators. The bomber appeared to have prior knowledge of the convoy.
The attacker waited for the convoy here on the main road to the airport. As the convoy passed, he detonated his belt, but apparently he wasn't close enough to his target. The bomber died, but no one else in the convoy was hurt.
Yemeni writer Nasser Arabiya says the attacks show that Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is becoming more bold.
They also frightened the Americans from anything and from any hope. A lot of Americans say, oh, there is no hope anymore now.
The American hope, he refers to, was that the Yemeni government would combat Al-Qaeda on its own and that the U.S. would be able to send the nearly 100 Yemenis currently detained at Guantanamo Bay back here for rehabilitation. Now, Arabiya says, the prospects for that seem less and less likely.
So I think there is some other priorities with the government, like the security, economic, and other things.
Not only is Yemen's economy failing as oil revenues drop and the oil itself runs out, but a separatist movement in the south of the country has grown violent in recent days. Demonstrations and armed skirmishes have left at least 8 people dead and dozens injured. Western analysts say the government's inability to deal with all these problems, plus growing sympathy for Al-Qaeda among some locals, might mean that Yemen in this decade becomes what Afghanistan was in the 1990s. Again, Abdul-Ila Al-Shay'a.
For now, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is just a regional threat. But with all the instability here, it could become a global threat.
For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers, Sana'a, Yemen.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.